Good morning, good morning. I'm so happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. And I mean, I'm really happy in the Lord today. Just filled to overflowing and so thankful and so grateful and so glad. And I have so many things to praise Him for. I just want to share a few of them with you. You know, the Lord has provision for His people to rejoice and be glad. So let me give you a few scriptures that will point out to you the provision that God has made for us to be happy and to be glad. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Psalm 46:1-5. Now, isn't that something to rejoice for? That God is in the midst of His people. There is a city, and there is a river and streams. I think those streams are just filled with joy and gladness for the people of God. There's a song that we sing sometimes, which says, when first I started to seek the Lord, I'm glad I counted the cost. I'm fully measured to Jesus' word. I'm glad I counted the cost. I laid my sorrows at Jesus' feet. I'm glad I counted the cost. And now I've pleasure so pure and sweet. I'm glad I counted the cost. I bid farewell to this world of sin. I'm glad I counted the cost. And now my Jesus abides within. I'm glad I counted the cost. I cast on Jesus my every care. I'm glad I counted the cost. And all my burdens He helps to bear. I'm glad I counted the cost. And then the final verse, 'twill not be long till the Lord shall come. I'm glad I counted the cost. And bear my soul to that heavenly home. I'm glad I counted the cost. And the chorus says, I've paid the price and obtained the prize. He saved my soul that was lost. And now my treasures are in the skies. I'm glad I counted the cost. Well, now that's something to rejoice about, to think that and to know that you belong to the Lord. And you can cast your sorrows, your cares, your problems, everything on Him. And He careth for you. Now, the thought right now I want you not to forget is glad. Are you glad? Has the Lord done something for you for which you're glad? Listen, for Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through Thy work. I will triumph in the works of Thy hand. Psalm 92:4. Are you glad? I'm glad, aren't you? Another of a scripture, my meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Psalm 104:34. I will be glad in the Lord. Now, there's no need for us to have an air of defeat and go about just pressed down and cast down by Satan. No, the Lord has liberty and victory and glory for us. In fact, Psalm 126:3 says, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we're glad. Now, you say, well, the Lord will do those big and great and mighty and powerful things and all. But the little things, it's just the little annoying things that trouble. Listen, the Lord has victory for you with the little things of life, too. I want to tell you about a prophet one time who carried out God's will, and he preached the judgment of God to the people of Nineveh, Jonah. But he went out on the hillside, and the sun was hot, and he was in grief and trouble. You know what happened? And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd, Jonah 4:6. So that made Jonah so happy, he thought, well, thank the Lord, He does care for me. And I want to tell you today, friends, if you have afflictions, if you have problems, if you have a need, God is able to fill that need. He does care for you. But don't be troubled if things don't work all the time just like you think they ought to. God has reasons and purposes. In fact, one scripture said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in that gladness, in that happiness, but rejoice inasmuch as you're partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. 1 Peter 4:12-13. There's one thing sure, dear ones. You may have troubles and problems and temptations in this life, which we surely will have. But you know, we'll be ever so glad when the Lord is revealed and life is over, and life is so short anyway. Why worry about the little things? Cast our burdens, our cares, our problems on the Lord and be happy in him. Now, of course, happy is quite often used in the scriptures as well as glad. There's a scripture that said, blessed every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hand. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Psalms 128:1-2. So to know that we're going to, things are going to be well with us, and the Lord's going to take care of us, that's worth everything. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Psalms 144:15. So you see all through the scripture, provision is made for our happiness, for our gladness, for our victory, for overcoming grace. Paul said, when I'm weak, then am I strong. So if in your trouble and if in your problems you wonder how you're going to make it through, just remember, God has a way. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Psalms 146:5. Now, the one important thing about it all is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And if you do that, the Lord will take care of whatever else pertains to your life, little things or big ones or whatever else. Listen, Proverbs 3:13-18. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies and all the things that thou canst desire not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy, you notice that? Happy is everyone that retaineth her. So, to find wisdom, to get understanding, to serve the Lord, to put him first, then when you do that, commit it to him, trust him, knowing that his word is true, his promises are faithful, and he's going to see us right on through life. Oh, my dear loved ones, to those who are saved, let me say, you have a reserve, which a crown that fadeth not away, and a reserve in heaven that's greater than all the earthly treasures of earth. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he, Proverbs 16:20. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, just commit your ways, just lay them in his hands and say, now, Father, I'm your child. I'm trusting you. If I live, I'm yours. If I die, I'm yours. So what can men do to us? They cannot separate us from the Lord. Jesus, after telling his disciples what to do and how to serve one another with humility and all, when he instituted there the ordinance of feet washing, he said, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. I say, if you know God's will concerning your life and you do them, then you're happy. Just trust him that it is going to be happy and things are going to work out. Again, 1 Peter 4:14, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. So there may be those who would speak evil of you, but that's nothing to be alarmed about. Be happy in the Lord and trusting him, knowing that he's going to take care of us. Our Father, we're so thankful today for the privilege of bringing thy word to the listeners over KGGF. We thank you for this station. We thank you for the opportunity to speak thy word over. And thy word is so full of good promises. We pray as they penetrate the airwaves today, they may reach every hungry heart. Those who are cast down and depressed, may they find happiness and peace and joy and victory in thee. For we ask it in Jesus' name. A couple of more scriptures, if I may. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. You ever think of that? If God be for us, who is it that can be against us? Well, they may be against us in spirit and in principle, but what does that amount to? Very little, because God's going to see us through here, and he's got a crown of righteousness laid up for us at the end. And you say, well, I dread and I fear death, and I don't like to think about that. Well, it is true that that is an enemy to mankind. But you know, Christ gave victory over that too. There's victory for us in death. There's joy and peace and glory beyond the grave. There's hope in him. So, even then, why should we fear? And I like the way one prophet of old put it. When he looked out over the people of God, he said, who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. Numbers 23:10. Can you think of a better way to go and leave this world than to leave this world trusting in God with victory, with joy, with glory in your soul? Let me die the death of the righteous. I say, yes, Lord, let me too die the death of the righteous. When my time comes to leave this world, let the joy, the peace, the glory of God be in my heart with victory in my soul, and at my last end be like his. I want to tell you, friends, there's a glory beyond the tomb. There's a resurrection out there beyond the tomb. Christ was resurrected, and by his resurrection we too shall share in his glory. So, I'm so happy to bring you this note of victory today. I hope you find it right deep down in your soul, and I hope it'll bring joy and peace to you every step of the way. Been a pleasure to be with you. I really enjoy the opportunity, the privilege, and yet a very sacred trust and obligation before God and you, his dear one, to bring this message. I hope that I may always be worthy of his blessings and worthy of your confidence. If we can help you in some spiritual way, be sure to let us know. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.